We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin as the team goes through its organized team activities. And the pace is very fast, I'm sure, out there. But, hey, you're used to it by now, Brandon. You're a veteran.
Yeah, vet. I'm a vet in the system. You know, second season during OTA. So everybody's, things are clicking for us offensively and defensively. We look really good, I feel like, going out down the field.
Does it seem like time has flown by in your NFL career, year number three already?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was talking to the strength staff today, just telling them how just that season last year is so – we're already back. You know, We're 2 months out from camp and into the real thing. So it's exciting, though. Everybody's excited to be back.
Brandon, last year was really a revelation for you. I mean, you played 51% of the snaps. You had 6 interceptions, 2nd in the NFL, 4 interceptions in the fourth quarter, 2 to end games. Did you sit back and kind of put it all in perspective?
Not really, to be honest. I think the only thing I kind of did was sit back and try to critique myself and say, you know, what can I do better? My dad records every game, and he likes to sit and watch the games. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch the games with you, Dad. I don't really like to sit and watch as a fan. But, just watching film to try to see how I can improve, of course I did that. And, coming out here in OTAs, this is the time where you want to use those things that you saw in film that you were doing wrong to correct, and I think I'm doing that.
What are you doing wrong? Because the way we look at it, you're Mr. Clutch.
Yeah.
We need to find a nickname, by the way. But it seemed like last season everything just fell into place for you.
Well, I feel like, throughout the course of the season, of course, you know, your technique probably gets a little bit weaker or, you know, you stop running to the ball every play, just things like that. I wanted to continue to be consistent every game. You know, people are expecting me to maybe make plays in certain positions and, you got to have your technique. You got to have those fundamentals to stay able to do that.
Brandon, what is the key to having late game success? I mean, make a comparison. I know you're a big basketball guy.
Right.
You're throwing down dunks. We watch you do all that stuff. The players, the ballers want the ball at the end of the game. Exactly. Do you feel the same way on defense?
100%. You gotta feel like you are the guy that is supposed to make the play. You know, you gotta have that mentality that when the game is on the line, my teammates are expecting me to make the play, not depend on anybody else, mm-hmm. whether it's a forced fumble, interception, tackle, whatever it is. And then, you know, the majority of the time you come down in that situation and it's either do or die. You're going to sink or swim. So for me, I'm always ready mentally to make that play if it happens.
Do you sucker a quarterback in to try to have him throw your way? I mean, if you're covering somebody close, he's not going to throw your way, so there's nothing you can
That's
do.
That's true. I mean, I guess you could say that last game against Dallas when I got that interception. I was actually playing like cover 5 and I was supposed to be inside leverage and I was more outside head up. So I kind of gave him a little advantage and undercut it and took a chance and, you know, made a play. So I guess things like that, you know, you can take chances, but you got to be able to react.
That play, Brandon, was it was the game that clinched the NFC East for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a tremendous play, great euphoria in the locker room afterward. What was it like for you to go through that moment and then kind of taking it through the night and then getting ready for the Saints in the playoffs?
I wasn't able to even, you know, kind of think about it or think about what happened or take it all in. And I think that's the great thing about being in the season. You know, you have so much success or you have a great season, but, you know, when you're going through the season, you just keep going. You know, you can't really look back and say, oh, I had a pretty good game. You know, you're always just trying to improve and make it to that next game. And, you know, that mentality itself is what keeps you going and what keeps you getting better.
Is that what makes the difference between good and great in this league?
Absolutely. You know, guys that get interceptions or get 5 or 6 interceptions and say, I'm good. You know, mm-hmm. I had a good season. I'm going to kind of shut it down now. Or if I don't make this play, it's all right. You know, I got a pretty good stat line. You know, that's not okay, you know, because there's still opportunities out there for you.
The cornerback position is a fascinating one. I mean, there's certainly a lot of friendly fire with all you guys, a lot of trash talking between everyone. Right. Who's the best? Who's this? Who's that? You enjoy that stuff?
I try to stay out of it unless –
I don't know about that.
I was about to say, unless, you know, I feel like there's a need for me to speak out. And that did happen this offseason.
Right.
You know, the guy, I'm not even going to mention his name.
It's all fun.
Yeah. So anyway, he says he's the best in the game. And look at his stats. And nobody.
It's nice. It's nice, though, to be up. And it certainly, I would imagine, motivates you.
Right.
In those moments of, boy, I'm tired in the off season,
exactly.
You know, you put it out there. You got you're now a target.
Oh, yeah. I got that chip on my shoulder still. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know? You make that name and you want to continue to be great and do what you're supposed to do.
I think fans look at you and say, boy, we want Brandon Boykin on the field more, and he's so productive. And then there's the talk of, here's what a nickel cornerback is. Here's what an outside cornerback. Can you talk about what are, for the fans who don't understand, the skill set differences between inside and outside?
As far as just the cornerback position, I think a nickel cornerback and a cornerback are pretty much the same. We both backpedal. We both come up. We both have to, you know, guard receivers one-on-one, whatever you do. You know, I think the difference in kind of scheme-wise is, as a nickel, you know, you're inside more. You're maybe going to be facing more shifty or quicker guys as opposed to the tall trees outside to throw the fade. You're not going to get many fades in the slot. But at the same time, mentally, there's more that you have to learn. You got to know, you know, you got to be able to blitz. You got to take on run responsibilities with linemen. I mean, it's really like an outside linebacker. So for me, I really feel like the nickel position, even though you don't play every snap, it's just as important as every other position on the field. And, you know, I think when people can really realize that, you know, they'll really understand how important it is.
In the playoff game against the Saints, was Sproles, were you lined up against Sproles much?
There were times, you know.
What's he like?
Man, like a receiver, quick. Yeah. I'm glad he's on our team, man, yeah. That's for sure. But, yeah, he would line up and he'd come out of the backfield and go to the slot, and you got to treat him like a receiver. That's what I'm saying. It's a tough task, so you got to be ready for everything.
Have you looked at the schedule and kind of started watching film on potential matchups?
I haven't really looked at the schedule and just to know who's where and who's where, you know, because things change during the offseason. But definitely have looked at film of especially our opponents who we see two or three times a year and, you know that I have their tendencies. It's my second year, like you said, knowing playing the same guy. So I think I'll be even better than last year. I'm expecting to be, and that's the goal.
All right, non-football. Who wins the NBA title?
Heat, man. I'm a Heat fan. Let's go.
Okay. They're playing well. California Chrome wins the Triple Crown, or you don't care about horse racing?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Really?
It's
such a good sport. Baseball, do you care?
You know, growing up in Atlanta, of course, I'm a Braves fan. I go to the Phillies games, and I wear my Phillies hat.
I hear. Yeah.
But, you know, when they play the Braves, it's kind of like
– You can't take the hometown out of the man.
Yeah, so I'm struggling with that right now. I could care less who wins, but, you know, as long as the Braves and Phillies are okay, I'm cool.
NHL?
Don't really care either. Flyers.
Good answer. Well done. You can see here. Give me some of that. Oh, yeah. He's a veteran in the game. That's very well done.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Boykin in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.